From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A rare operation to contain an oil spill is unfolding deep underwater in the Gulf of Mexico. A metal dome is hovering over a damaged well that's been gushing oil and threatening several Gulf Coast states. NPR's Jeff Brady is monitoring events from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Some of the oil has made its way onto land in remote areas. Still, there are only a few reports of animals being affected. As crews continue deploying boom around the region, the focus is on a huge white dome that was lowered into the water Friday. This weekend, crews hope to connect a long pipe from the top of the dome to a tanker on the surface. BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttle, says a big concern is how cold it is deep down in the Gulf. He says gas hydrates can form. Essentially, those are gas and water crystals that could plug up the pipe.
We have a pipe within a pipe. We're going to pump warm water from the surface down around the outside to keep the pipe in the inside warm so we don't form those hydrates.
Suttle says BP hopes to begin pumping oil up to the surface early next week. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Emergency crews are responding to a ferry crash on New York's Staten Island. The vessel slammed into a dock this morning, injuring dozens of people, one of them seriously. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is touring flood-ravaged areas of Tennessee.
This is a big flood. It affected a lot of areas across Tennessee. Some parts are dry and open for business. People should know that, but other parts are going to need long-term help.
The Grand Ole Opry was not spared. Gaylord Entertainment President Dave Clapel says floodwaters did a number on the Opryland Resort.
You walk into these buildings and they feel like the soul has been taken out of them because there's no customers, there are no stars, there's no joy. There's no music playing in the Grand Ole Opry.
Storms across the South last week killed at least 31 people, most of them in Tennessee. The 2 million-member Service Employees International Union has selected a new president to replace Andy Stern, who announced his retirement last month. The SEIU's new leader is Mary Kay Henry. Don Gagne has details.
Henry has been an SEIU member for 3 decades, the past 6 years as vice president, with the focus on bringing in new members. She originally comes from the Detroit area, but after college at Michigan State, the now 52-year-old Henry headed west. She worked in the healthcare field, became active in the union, and was a leading force in expanding the SEIU's presence among health industry workers in California. Henry was originally considered a dark horse candidate to lead the union, but a groundswell of support for Henry from SEIU locals led the candidate endorsed by outgoing President Andy Stern to drop out 10 days ago. The SEIU has become an important player in U.S. politics. Look for Mary Kay Henry to continue that practice. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Leaders of the Palestine Liberation Organization are backing indirect talks with Israel, opening the way for the first negotiations in 18 months. U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell will shuttle between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leaders to conduct the talks. A PLO official says 4 months of indirect talks have been approved. The top U.S. official for East Asia and the Pacific will visit military-ruled Myanmar, the former Burma, tomorrow. NPR's Paul Brown reports Assistant Secretary of State Kirk Campbell's visit comes right after Myanmar's main opposition party has disbanded.
Diplomats who declined to be named say Assistant Secretary of State Campbell will meet with Myanmar officials and with the pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Her party, the National League for Democracy, has been dissolved under requirements of Myanmar's new election law because it decided to boycott long-awaited elections. The party won in 1990, but Myanmar's military rulers never allowed it to take power, and Suu Kyi has been detained most of the time since then. This is Campbell's second visit in months. He made a landmark visit to Myanmar in November, the first of its kind by a high U.S. official in 14 years. The U.S. continues sanctions against Myanmar's government, but is also trying a new policy of engagement to encourage development of an open society there. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Washington is mired in a battle to revamp the country's financial regulatory system. In the GOP's address, Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama takes aim at legislation that he says fails to impose tough controls on government-sponsored mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.